This is, once again, the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Ooh, in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer III coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. On recording another podcast on this Sunday. Before Sunday Night Football, October 20th, 2024. It's your first time listening to this podcast. All things K-State sports. Football, women's volleyball, women's soccer. Cross country coming soon. Right around the corner before we know it. The return of K-State men's and women's basketball. So this unique podcast try to cover everything basketball besides football, which we're getting into Big 12 standings this episode just a moment. So please feel free, especially if you're a Kansas State fan, like and subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite sports podcast. Big 12 picture now. Shake up after week 8 in the books here. K-State, of course, all over West Virginia. On Saturday night, 45-18, excuse me. Well, whatever, the same thing. K-State wins. That's the most important part, right? We had three undefeated teams in the Big 12 coming into this week. Now it is down to two. Because Texas Tech stumbles against Baylor. Baylor gets their first win in the conference. That's kind of the big shakeup here. Baylor, they ain't done much. Beat Texas Tech yesterday there. Dominated the first half. Texas Tech trying to make a run. Came a little bit short. So now K-State sitting up in here now. I talked about the little hornet's nest throughout this weekend on this podcast. Now it is still a hornet's nest because K-State is now Texas Tech. Falls right in with them. Cincinnati and Colorado, which K-State's already beaten Colorado. So, again, you have that check mark to your list there. You will play Cincinnati in a few weeks. You don't play Tech, so you already have that advantage there. So, K-State, you lead that pack of bees. Well, I don't like bees, but I'm going to go with that reference anyway. So, K-State, now you're in still that top half of the league. And really the top half, because now you have two undefeateds left. Of course, we all know about Iowa State by now, and Iowa State barely, and I mean barely, escaped it, the clutches of UCF yesterday. So Iowa State barely still undefeated in both overall in the conference right now. So you have that in BYU in that same category with Iowa State. So now K-State, you're sitting there. You have to hope BYU stumbles. First of all, but if BYU stays on that same track, you'll probably, if you will get by the rest of your opponents, including Iowa State in Ames. Oh, damn, you have to go up there and play them in Ames. Oh, God. And that's looking more and more so like a primetime showdown. Me and Alex even discussed this way back before the even season started. You will hear Alex coming up this week over on the Podbean app. Bonus content, Greer3/Eddie's podcast, Greer. The number 3, EDID, apostrophe S, podcast. Again, that's Greer. The number 3, EDDIE, apostrophe S, podcast there on that channel. You will hear him. We'll get you caught up there going around the horn like we did the last time before we kind of took a little hiatus there due to postseason baseball. So there's a little audio boom. Not audio boom. We're all on a beat. That's a little bit of a, a promo with the Podbean app there is concerned. Okay, moving on. From transitioning back from that, BYU, yes, you're going to need them to stumble somehow, some way. But, again, like I said, if they continue on that trend, and if K-State handles their own business, then a potential rematch is looming large there on that note there as well. So, BYU, Iowa State, why did I do that? Okay, all right, yeah, back to the pace I was on. I don't know why I did that. All right, so BYU, Iowa State, 4-0. Then you have next in line, your K-State Wildcats, Tech, Texas Tech, Cincinnati, and Colorado in that 3-1 bracket. And then after that, and then K-State still has Arizona State still to play, TCU, you beat West Virginia on Saturday night, Arizona, UCF, Kansas, KU you're playing coming up on Saturday night, ESPN2, primetime showdown, Dylan Sunflower showdown, Kansas getting their first conference win, as well as Baylor, Utah was picked preseason favorites. And if it wasn't for a one vote mistake by somebody I kind of know in the same space, then we'll be sitting talking about K-State on maybe on track to get to Arlington, right? But here we're talking about Utah. Utah is preseason number one in the Big 12, and they're 1-3. Damn, who saw that coming? Not me. Bro, Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, Eddie Greer, not a Big 12 pitcher. Moving on from week 8 to week 9 coming up next weekend when KU comes to town to Manhattan for the Sunflower Showdown. And look, I'll get that in a second. After this recording this podcast, Utah, Baylor, Houston, one win now, UCF, Arizona, all right, Arizona, UCF, Kansas, Utah, 4, Baylor, 5, Houston, 6. 6 teams with one win. I didn't think Utah, you would come back to me and told me that Utah would be sitting there with one win. I'll tell you, hell no. Even KU a little bit of doubt. One win, I told you, hell no. But we're seeing action on the field, and KU ain't good. But again, KU, Kansas State, rivalry game. Who knows what's going to happen? K-State. But hey, we're at home. I expect K-State to take care of business. And how about this story, folks? Another storyline in the Big 12. Oklahoma State, no wins in the conference. None. Zero. Zilch. Nothing. Oh, my goodness. Another. You would have told me. Or Alex. And maybe we'll probably talk about this more on the newest content coming up over there on the Podbean channel. Oklahoma State. Oh, 0-4 in the Big 12. Damn, man. I don't want to say about that, but man, stunning. Utah, stunning. 1-3. Oklahoma State, stunning. But as far as we're concerned, we're right there where I want to be. And I said it on an episode of this podcast again. If you're new to this podcast, Pro Project Podcast, again, episodes from this week, or if I should say last week when this podcast comes up, wherever you get your podcast there. But K-State, you're right there. So as you're at home, KU. I'm sorry. I'm gonna tell you what it is. I'm sorry. We'll talk about more about Kansas coming up on a preview later on this week. But hey, yeah, ain't no excuse. And yeah, there's things to work on. The tackling, still a concern for this team, especially when Chris Kleiman says at half that hey, we're really sloppy in the tackling phase. So there's got to be something there. Hopefully, you get your running game going at home against Kansas on Saturday night. But hey, again, the big thing is you're right there where you want to be. Just keep doing what you got to do. Set yourself up for that showdown against Iowa State. Again, I hate to jump way ahead. I hate to do that. But again, K-State, you're doing what you have to do. You're doing what you need to do. Win football games in this conference, and that's what you're going to have to do. So Kansas right now, if you want to separate that, it's tied for third amongst this hornet's nest in the Big 12, but really looking good right now. If you're Chris Kleiman and his coaching staff, is still things to work on? Yes, we understand. I'm not going to say we're perfect and all that. There's stuff to work on for sure, but you keep on continuing to climb the building blocks, and that is winning football games and putting yourself in, hey, trying to get to Arlington. That's what you expected to do coming into the season, unlike some other teams ain't doing very well right now. And probably not going to even get to where you need to go. So you're Chris Kleiman, Gene Taylor, athletic director of this team. Hey, I'm smiling right now if you're a K-State football team. That's where we are here as we enter into week number 9. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get. Wherever podcasts are found free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record Kansas State content. More coming up this week on the podcast. I think K-State volleyball is playing as I'm saying recording. I should know that, but I don't know about that. Well, anyways, we'll have a recap of all that coming up, and we'll get Alex back on here over on the Podbean channel, get his thoughts on West Virginia team and kind of his thoughts moving forward as we are in officially K-State football, the second half of the schedule. And we're off to a good start here after demolishing West Virginia last night. Bro, Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in Southern California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. Go Cats!